Regenerative treatment may help Carrington teen walk again. Police investigating shooting in Valley City. And this is the latest in your news from NewsDakota.com. I'm Warren Abrahamson reporting. It's approaching 2 years since the tragedy that struck the Prosser family of Carrington. In 2019, Bryson Prosser sustained a C5 incomplete spinal cord injury after a diving accident while the family was on vacation in Bemidji. He was life flighted to Fargo, where he underwent extensive surgery to remove the broken bones and stabilize his spine. Hayden Prosser is Bryson's cousin from Jamestown.
After countless procedures and everything, Bryson has been working hard at therapy, and he's made so much progress. He has pretty good mobility in his left leg, not a lot in the right leg. His right hand has little to no finger movement, but his left hand does have finger movement. So his left side of his body is working better than the right side, which is incredible considering the circumstances.
The family has been exploring and researching different ways to help Bryson achieve his dream of living a normal life again. The family took several steps before deciding to pursue a regenerative treatment. Read more online at newsdakota.com. Police are investigating a shooting in Valley City that occurred just after 7 p.m. Thursday. Police Chief Phil Hatcher says officers were dispatched to the 500 block of 11th Avenue Southwest in Valley City. Hatcher said officers quickly responded and assisted in securing the area and providing medical assistance to a male that had suffered a gunshot wound to the torso. The shooting victim was transported by Barnes County Ambulance to Mercy Hospital and later to a hospital in Fargo. The shooting suspect is in custody. More details are expected to be released later today. And a Bismarck police officer has been cited for driving through a crosswalk while on duty and striking a pedestrian who suffered minor injuries. While Officer Colin Schlecht was responding to a call, he turned around in a parking lot and struck a 44-year-old woman. The 24-year-old officer was cited for failing to yield to a pedestrian in a crosswalk. That's the latest in your news. I'm Warren Abrahamson reporting.